763-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
With traditional possum stew.
Yeehaw!
We're having a redneck Christmas, pork salad and rabbit too.
Yum, yum!
Got the all new char, red man, all brand new spit
cook.
And I got my wife a new set of retreads for my pickup truck.
Ain't he the sweetest guy?
Oh, we ain't never seen that reindeer, but we painted the bull's nose red. Big stuff, cause the little stuff falls in the toe. We're having a redneck Christmas with homemade moonshine eggnog. I took a little swig, thought it needed more kick, throwed in a little toady frog.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House Rules Committee meets today to set up procedures for debate and a possible vote on impeachment tomorrow. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, wants White House witnesses at the president's trial.
There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says so far...
The Democrats got to pick every witness they wanted. Republicans got to pick none. And now Schumer's complaining about that?
Congressman McCarthy with Fox's Sean Hannity there. Boeing announces production of its 737 MAX jets will be suspended next month.
Boeing has continued to assemble around 40 planes a month since the MAX was grounded in March following two fatal crashes. This has created a backlog of around 400 jets as the plane maker awaits regulatory approval for the MAX to return to service, which the company says is its top priority.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Secret Santa sucks, Secret Santa sucks, ridiculous and lame. Giving me crap that I don't want, a really dumb picture frame. Giving lame crap like a candle, spend about $7. They're gonna get another re-gift, cause Secret Santa sucks.
Yeah, I'm not playing Secret Santa this year. The first time I did it, and the only time I did it,
yeah,
it took 3 hours.
It is laboring. We did it at a location this weekend, and it's I don't really get it all.
It's the closest thing to Monopoly, in that it's a game that can just
go on and on
and on. And on. Does anybody really win? I'm not a party people. If you love it, you're great. I'm not saying it's wrong or bad or anything. It's just not my kind of thing. Well, let's meet somebody who's had a very long night.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Still 65 degrees. The airport has had about an inch and a third. I had an inch and a half at my house. Still raining out there.
1.113.
All right. 113?
No, 1.13.
Wow. You got a really exact rain gauge. We had three dozen tornadoes reports across the South in the last 24 hours. The death toll now at three, including two here in Alabama, in Lawrence County. Locally, the tornado watch ended at 4 a.m. We have a lingering risk of showers, mainly this morning. Otherwise, becoming windy today, falling temperatures, reaching the mid-40s by sunset. Much colder tonight, overnight low 29, but the wind chill factor closer to 20 by morning. Tomorrow, sunshine returns, high barely up to 49, low in the 20s on Wednesday night. We'll be in the mid-50s Thursday and Friday, maybe a few showers Friday night into Saturday. Right now this morning, west winds at 7 miles per hour, 94% humidity, raining in many areas. It's 65 at 6:06.
All right, we are waiting on Jay. We seem to have an issue with our local news. We were all ready last night. I'm glad that it didn't get too crazy. Just a good heavy rain. Are we out of the drought yet?
We still have some vestiges of the drought, but we're in pretty good shape.
I'm sending over some TV topics. I'm trying to stack them up so you'll have exciting things like the key to relationships isn't spending time together, it's spending time alone. That doesn't mean you don't see your partner. It just means two trees cannot grow in the shadow of each other.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Did you hear the earth-shattering breaking news that finally came out overnight?
What?
After years, 25 years, the Mariah Carey Christmas song is now number one on the Billboard charts for the first time ever.
I thought it had already done that multiple times, so I'm as shocked as you are.
So it just became number one. The Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas, it just reached number one on the charts for the first time on the Billboard.
Jay seems suitably unimpressed.
For the first time ever?
First time ever. It's gotten as high as number three before.
Wow.
We learned that from you listening to Random Facts, which, by the way, will take place next hour between 7:10 and 7:30, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. This is the song we're talking about. Here is 30 seconds worth.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Times are hard financially. And I don't need physical presents. Won't you please give me money? All I want for Christmas is cash. Cash, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Can we hear it again later?
Here's an idea for that hard-to-shop-for person. Why not stop at one of Don Duncan's three locations and set up an account? They'll do it. That way, you know that they have at least two opportunities to have their car serviced, get the oil changed, get the tires rotated and inspected. I mean, if you're looking for something practical or something somebody really needs, especially if their car is a little prone to breakdowns, Don Duncan's three locations also offer state-of-the-art diagnostics, but more importantly, state-of-the-art people who really, really know. The kind of people that have a passion for automobiles that you really want to see. The other thing that I think they do better than anybody else is customer service. It's all about accommodating. Many people let their cars get into a state of disrepair or a large problem because they can't take time to do it. Nobody wants to. Now, if you're just going in for the works, you can wait. They'll have that done in a relatively quick amount of time. But if you need to get back to your office or home, they can help you with that. Just let them know when you first show up or call ahead, and they will be happy to accommodate. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires with a special wholesale price on Kelly's and Goodyear's because they have an overstock on those two brands. Don Duncan and Milberg on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison and just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. At 610, so the rain is, there was a little drizzle
it's
earlier.
It's still raining. Let me look at the radar here. Certainly the storm threat has ended. There is no severe weather except down in Houston County. And on the radar right now,
there's still good rain.
Yeah,
green and gold. So we'll get you through the wet weather this morning, and we'll have a good time. You ready?
No.
There's nothing I can do to.
No.
All right, grump. 610, your local news. The William Tell Wake Up is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. Crews worked through the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touched down last night. Close to a dozen homes damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. Meanwhile, Alabama Power is responding to outages from the severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work as soon as it's safe to do so. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Only 8 more days to Christmas, and the shopping's still not done. There's no excuse for you being such a lazy bum.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox Tonight, an unforgettable night of drama.
Did I hear that right?
On The Resident, the hospital is turned upside down.
You want Conrad to go down?
It's him or you.
Then on Empire, is it the end for Cookie and Lucius?
I'm not gonna be your ex-wife. I will be your widow.
The fall finale of Empire, right after The Resident. Tonight on Fox 20.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I checked, light drizzle still falling at 6:14. This is the William Tell Wake Up.
Thank you, brother!
holiday season. Protect your packages and beware the Porch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Go for the big blue boxes, me hearties. They be from Walmart.
These pirates are coming for your presents.
I attack the porches of every neighborhood, but no matter where in the world I go, the best booty be from the Amazon. If a box is smiling at you, lads, run it through.
They're the prolific pilferers of packages and won't be deterred by a silly ring doorbell.
Smile for the camera, boys. I hope they get a shot of me good eye.
Aye!
That's what I said.
Porch Pirates of the Caribbean.
There be lemons in this grocery delivery. Ah, the scurvy be scuttled again.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Not everybody in Hollywood is a jackass, and I find it electrifying when I think about all that Gary Sinise has done for veterans and their families. This year, he treated 1,700 Gold Star children to a Disney vacation.
Nice. 1,700?
Yeah.
What did that cost? My gosh.
Gold Star children, of course, are kids who have had someone in the immediate family die while serving in a time of conflict. They got to spend 4 days at Disney. I've gotten to know these families, says Sinise. I love them. I want to just do something to help them through. The important ingredient is that the kids meet each other. They know they're not alone. They make friendships that last a lifetime. He has a foundation that raises the money for these.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how they could afford 4 days for 1,700 kids.
He's very actively involved. He goes to VA hospitals.
I like
you
that.
Know, he does that bit in his spare time. So hats off to Gary Sinise again, who continues to do this great work for veterans and families who have lost a loved one. It is 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Among other things this morning, we have a new menthol, Meredith.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What is she ranting about today? Can you give us a...
I guess Menthol Meredith got a gig as a mall Santa, if I understand this correctly, and she got fired. I think the first day on the job. Something went amiss.
Oh, no. Well, I'll always tune in to see what she says because she's pretty interesting.
We got time to find out now. You want to hear Menthol Meredith now?
Sure. We can do that.
Meredith?
Well, hope my family ain't expecting much from me this Christmas because I done lost my holiday job. I was working as a mall Santa till they fired me for no good reason. Something about, you can't give cigarettes to kids, blah, blah, blah. It's not as if I wanted to give that crying brat my last cigarette, but when I told her she seemed like a jerk and I didn't think she deserved nothing, she threatened to pee on my lap. And I knew I had to do something drastic. So I held up my last menthol and told her it was a magic candy cane that only tasted minty when you lit it on fire. Next thing I know, she's running through Santa Land and asking Mrs. Claus for a lighter. Long story short, I got banned from Santa Land for life. It's probably for the best, though. The kids were starting to ask me things like, why do you smell like an ashtray, Santa? And Santa, why aren't you wearing a bra? Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all.
Played the Easter Bunny once when I was in Indiana. Very humiliated when a mother called the radio station and complained that her child had asked, why is the Easter Bunny smoking? Okay.
Now the Easter Bunny is vaping.
We're going to go live here any minute. this is William B.
Hey.
Front is on its way.
Why aren't you wearing a bra? That was funny. Hey, downtown, Madison Avenue, it's not Madison, it's that area. It turns into what, Hull Street or something like that? In that area of Goldway Street, there is a white dog, like a shepherd type dog, just kind of wandering around in the rain in and out of the street. So anybody in that area, be careful. I don't know where the dog's headed.
Well, can you still see the dog, or you passed it?
I've passed it now. It was kind of skittish, of course, you know, in and out of traffic, so I couldn't really do anything with it. But,
Well, maybe somebody heard what you said and knows something about the dog.
Give that location again.
It's at North Goldway Street, right there in the area of. It's not Madison anymore. I think it turns to. What does it turn to there? Anyway, if you're going Madison out of town toward the interstate.
Right. Madison, it turns into.
Atlanta Highway.
Atlanta Highway, right. Yeah.
No. The other side. Okay. Anyway, I just be careful. It's on the north side of town over here.
All right.
And just wanted to put that out there. How's Hershey, by the way?
He's okay. He had 8 more stitches installed in his behind yesterday, and we call him the spring-loaded dog.
Is that dog, other dogs still hanging around your house?
No, the husky is back home.
Oh, good.
Okay, anyway, thank you, William. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
6:21, we got traffic, and the timeline for the 17th of December. It's a day to always remember for one reason, and I'm sure it'll be covered by Rich Thomas next.
Well, top of the morning to you. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Good bit of traffic on the roads already this morning. Light to moderate traffic all the way around the boulevard, 65 and 85. A lot of cars through the interchange downtown, and 65 and 85 are busy already. Early traffic on the 31s inbound to the city. Drive carefully this morning. It has rained a good bit overnight. You might want to leave a little early and slow down. We have no accidents reported to us at this time. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6. It's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. 4 styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Pep Tree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
8 more shopping days till Christmas. It's really not that hard if you just buy everyone a gift.
Christmas Eve, a week from today,
down the 17th of December with the timeline for this date in history. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
351st day of the year, 14 days remaining. Let's start off with something very sticky to talk about, a sticky subject. This is National Maple Syrup Day. And it's also Clean Air Day. In 1777, France formally recognizes the United States. On this date in 1903, this is what you were referring to, 116 years ago today, Orville and Wilbur Wright took off with their first flight and proved men could fly. They piloted Flyer One, the airplane, for a 12-second flight over Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. By the way, the distance covered was shorter than the current wingspan of a 747.
Think about from that 170-foot flight, what's come from that. It's just astonishing.
Yeah.
From that first flight. Orville, you know, I think Wilbur didn't get to see much development of the plane. He died.
Right, pretty.
In the 1908, somewhere in there. Wilbur, though, made it to 48, so he lived to see the jet age. That had to be amazing for him.
There is a Maxwell Air Force Base connection with those two, and there's a... did you see the statue out there of the Orville?
I haven't seen the statue on the base, but I've seen the Wright flyer that's up on the...
Right.
Up by the bridge.
It's pretty amazing that Montgomery has a connection, too. 1944, American big band musician, arranger, composer, and band leader Glenn Miller killed when his aircraft disappeared in bad weather over the English Channel while traveling to entertain U.S. troops in France during World War II. He was a big, big deal. 1939 to 1943, 23 number one hits. By the way, another Montgomery connection, Christmas Eve, 1942. Captain Glenn Miller, assigned to Maxwell, gave a concert to Maxwell's service members that evening, Christmas Eve, 42. And for years, they would have the Glenn Miller tribute.
Yeah, I just got a note. Madison changes to Bibb Street downtown, just south of Riverwalk. We want to thank Steve Knuckles for that.
To Bibb?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. We've got also on that date in 44, Hank Williams marries Audrey Shepard. The ceremony taking place at a filling station. Their son, Randall Hank Williams Jr., was born 5 years later. 1955 on this date, Carl Perkins was having trouble sleeping, so he got up and wrote some lyrics on a brown paper bag. The song he wrote was Blue Suede Shoes. Hit number two on the pop charts. And also the country charts, and became a huge hit for Elvis. This is a date in 69. I think it was Johnny Carson's biggest ratings night. What do you know what I'm talking about?
The highest rating of the Tonight Show.
Tiny Tim marries his first wife, 17-year-old Miss Vicky. The marriage didn't last. They divorced a few years later. Tim was on his third wife when he died in 1996.
Didn't he have some questionable Christmas songs that he released?
Well, I don't remember.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The only one anybody remembers is Tiptoe the Tulips, and it shot up the charts, not because it was so great. He was just so freaky.
Yeah.
And when they had him on TV, when Carson, I think they had something like 70 million people watch that Tonight Show. Think about that. That's pretty amazing.
Tiny Tim. Oh, my gosh. Now, our song of the day, and it's one of my favorite sounds of the season on my Christmas Classic Spotify playlist. Christmas time, 1975. Greg Lake took this to number two in the UK, only held out of the top spot by Bohemian Rhapsody. I believe in Father Christmas with your eggnog this morning.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Wasn't a big song here in the U.S., but just a great, great Christmas song. Greg Lake, 1975, I Believe in Father Christmas. 43 years ago in 76, Atlanta's WTCG was uplinked via satellite. It became the first TV station to cover the entire U.S. They changed their call letters, and a couple of years later, they rebranded themselves to Superstation WTBS.
Oh, wow.
So the Braves became a big deal in places like Montana and Alaska and
South Florida.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, because you could see them every single day.
Spent a lot of days in the 80s checking in on the game to see if Dale Murphy or Bob Horner was coming up to bat, because they were about the only two guys on that team worth watching.
Right. So Ted Turner, they thought he was crazy putting his little TV station up there on the satellite. What an idiot. Well, it paid off. 1989, this is the day that The Simpsons debuted on Fox. It's now in its 31st season. 16 years ago in 2003, the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, The Return of the Kings, hit theaters, went on to win Best Picture and Best Director Oscar for Peter Jackson. This is the day in 2011, King Jong II died. Was he King Jong Il?
Yeah.
Then he got really ill and died?
Really ill, yeah.
Heart attack at the age of 70?
Yeah, and one of the more memorable videos from that event were all the North Korean people forced to pay, you know, homage to...
Forced, right, exactly. Exactly. His son, Kim Jong-un, succeeded him as the third supreme leader of North Dakota.
They look really solemn, but you would, too, if you had a gun in your back.
Of North Dakota.
Never
mind. Of North Dakota.
North Dakota.
2018, on this date, CBS announces that former chief executive Les Moonves will not receive his $120 million exit payout. Sorry. Less. 2018 on this date, Penny Marshall, actress and director, dies at the age of 75. Birthdays. Actor Nat Wolff is 25. Tracy Byrd is a superstar country singer. He's 53. Bill Pullman is 66. Eugene Levy, 73 today. Pope Francis, never had a TV show. He's 83. We're 8 days till Christmas. We're 14 days till New Year's Eve, 2 weeks away from today. Major League pitchers and catchers report in 56 days, and spring begins 75 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I have a really... This is going to be one of those convoluted intros to random facts that will raise eyebrows.
Uh-oh.
Duh.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you got to break a few eggs if you're going to make a real mayonnaise, right? 6:33 is the time. It was raining rather...
briskly?
Briskly, heavily, robustly. When I was outside checking traffic a few minutes back. Later on, we'll have the cheap and trashy. There is a shocking story in that today. You won't want to miss it. It's a story that's been in the making, for 15 years. And it finally happened. Finally happened. Let's get the latest on our rain and when we can expect the cold to come in.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Ooh, I just see a tornado warning down in southeast Alabama, part of Houston County covered. Yeah, the severe weather threat continues in southeast Alabama. So down in the Dothan area right now, tornado warning in effect. There were 36 tornadoes in the past 24 hours from Louisiana and Mississippi into Alabama. Our threat for tornadoes ended at 4 a.m. Forecast for today calling for a lingering risk of showers mainly this morning. Otherwise becoming windy today. Falling temperatures. Temperatures falling to the mid-40s by sunset. Much colder tonight, low 29, but the wind chill factor by morning closer to 20. Sunshine returns tomorrow. High barely up to 49. Back to the 20s on Wednesday night. We'll be in the mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Could be some more showers, perhaps, by Friday night into Saturday. Right now, west winds at 7 miles per hour. Still raining out there. 65 degrees. 6:35.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, some of the stuff we have on Facebook. I don't know who this woman is, but she's really weird. And we're all trying to figure out why she's spazzing out the way she is. Really strange. An interesting perspective. There's been a lot of talk about Time Magazine putting Greta Thunberg, how dare you, on its cover.
I didn't know her. And she wasn't a household name to me.
Well, she is. She's actually being used, in my opinion. In fact, the other day, I don't know if you heard about it, she said, I want all the world, if the world leaders don't get in line with my climate agenda,
yeah,
we're going to put them up against the wall. This is a 16-year-old kid. Apparently, the blowback from that was enough where she apologized.
I would guess so.
The woman on the left side of that story has discovered a bacteria that eats plastic, which means it could be used to clear the oceans and things like that where we have issues with accumulating waste. That's a pretty significant discovery. And she's also very, very young. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon. When we come back, we'll be talking on TV with our friends over at Rising. And our topic today, the 10 worst gifts you can give someone. Right now, we'll hit the traffic dungeon. Skip.
Well, we hope you're having a good Tuesday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Already seeing moderate traffic on the boulevard all the way around the city. Most congested area is the East, South, and Southwest Boulevard at this time. 65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery and the interchange. It's all moving smoothly. Early traffic inbound on the 31s. It has been raining. It is wet. Leave early, slow down, and buckle up, all right? Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The House Rules Committee meets today to set up procedures for debate and a possible vote on impeachment tomorrow. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, wants White House witnesses at the president's trial.
There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says so far,
the Democrats got to pick every witness they wanted. Republicans got to pick none. And now Schumer's complaining about that?
Congressman McCarthy with Fox's Sean Hannity there. Boeing announces production of its 737 MAX jets will be suspended next month.
Boeing has continued to assemble around 40 planes a month since the MAX was grounded in March following two fatal crashes. This has created a backlog of around 400 jets as the plane maker awaits regulatory approval for the MAX to return to service, which the company says is its top priority.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199. 10.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow.
A new survey found the three most important keys to giving a thoughtful gift are the sentiment behind it,
okay,
how useful the gift is, and whether or not it has a personalized touch.
Okay.
But here's the part of the poll we like best.
Yes, according to a new poll, the worst gifts you can give someone are shower gel,
no,
popcorn, socks, lotion, and a coffee mug. A couple of these things. I'm passing some of these things out for Christmas. Let's bring in the guys over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Now we go. We're almost awake.
There we go.
No problem with socks. I don't know why that's on there.
I remember that.
Popcorn.
No.
I'm not a fan.
When mom, under our family tree, when mom would give us, like, underwear or socks. Oh, come on. Come
on. I'm totally fine with socks now. All that stuff is like, yeah, I need that every year. I'm okay with flavored popcorn.
On there. I give my mom underwear now for Christmas. Ha ha.
I'm sure she's grateful. Expensive, man.
Hey, Ryan, how did number 6 get on the list there? Liquor. How did that get on the list of the worst gifts?
Liquor?
It's quicker.
They must have meant cheap liquor.
Oh, okay.
That's what they meant. Liquor you don't like.
Aristocrat.
That's what it is.
I got you.
Aristocrat.
Well, occasionally I'll give somebody a bottle of wine, but I'll ask because I don't know anything about wine. You know, vintage,
right.
Yesterday at 3 p.m., I have no idea what that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll ask to make sure.
Oh, that's a fine wine there.
if it's got a screw top, it's not good.
Is that so? I didn't know that.
It tastes just fine.
After the first glass, they all taste the same anyway.
And you really don't want to go by, so I always ask for something that has a reputation for being decent, because beer and wine always tasted the same to me when I used to drink.
What else is on here? A candle, tea, coffee. Well, if it's good coffee.
I love candles.
I know.
Yeah.
I love getting coffee.
Yeah.
I go through so much coffee. I'll take the beans. I'll take the ground. Give me a can of Folgers with a bow on it. I'd be very happy with that.
Give me some Keurig K-Cups.
Well, I don't know if you guys have this part of the list, but what are some of the best gifts supposedly that people want if they don't want a candle, if they don't want, I guess people feel like they don't want things that they would buy themselves. I don't know. Like, why would you not want socks? Or, I mean, I guess everybody gets a coffee mug. You know, you have enough
of coffee mug.
I could kind of understand things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, shower gel, if it's some good smelling stuff, why not?
Oh.
Bath and Body Works has been going crazy taking all of my money. They keep announcing a brand new sale every week.
And
like an idiot, I keep going.
And you know what it is?
I'll get shower gel.
What it is with the shower gel is you don't want the other person taking the inference that this is to help you smell better. You don't want
but
them
what if
thinking
that's what I mean.
But
I'm giving the gift of candor.
But Jalea, you mentioned candles. Some of those candles are like $20.
Yeah,
those really good candles.
Oh man, yeah, that's why I was in Bath and Body Works fighting for the $10 candles.
No, this is when I go to TJ Maxx and get by. Yeah,
very true.
What are those little
Yankee candles for 80% off?
And you make sure that you wipe off the your price, our price.
Yeah,
right.
You rip off the our price and then just keep the original low. Yeah, that was a $45.
Wow.
The best
great gifts.
Best way to do that, they sell giant bags of those little tea candles. They're a little silver thing with wax in it.
Yeah.
You know, give somebody a sock full of those. That they'll use them. They come in
handy. Actually, I got that for my birthday once, and I wasn't that happy.
Oh.
They don't really have a scent. And like, by the time you smell them good enough, they're gone because they're so tiny.
Yeah, they are tiny.
So that's my rant for the day. I've shifted from breakfast to tea like.
Now I got to run to the store and take Jillie's gift bag.
I don't want the tea like.
You got to exchange your gift now.
I still have some of them, too. They come in. Thank you. Give me the big candle.
Okay.
With a side of bacon.
Is there a particular
liquor?
Yes.
I'll give you a candle that smells like bacon.
They have a new eggnog scent candle out this Christmas time.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen that, yeah.
And what about the log KFC like has? One. KFC has a log
that
smells like chicken.
That.
Yeah.
That should be the number one worst gift. How did that not make the list?
I don't know if that's
the log that smells like fried chicken.
By the way, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's regular recipe or extra crispy, though.
Oh, that's log. True.
That would make a difference to some.
Always. It has to be extra crispy, yeah.
Mm.
I'm with you on that.
Just gave an idea, and then now he's telling us a wrap. But fruitcake, who's still giving that out? That should be on the worst list as well. I don't know anybody that eats
Nobody
that
makes fruitcake. It's the fruitcake that's been around for 50
yes,
years.
Yeah. Keep passing it around, so I don't understand why are there new fruitcakes being made?
When, when John said wrap, does he mean these gifts or are this segment?
I think this segment.
Yes. Okay. Yes, or he means rap right now. He's going to be very upset. So I'm going to go with the last one. I hope you guys have
We're not very good rappers, are we?
See ya.
Not at all. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising.
So I look at the screen up there, and I see old white hair. It's not my hair's not white. It's this light. Is there anything we can do about this? No, I guess.
We can either do something with the light or...
like George Carlin says, nobody seems to notice.
Or our gift to you could be hair color.
I don't want to look fake, but I feel like it ages me a little bit.
Oh, well, I think we're on our... You're looking at your whitish hair, you think, and I'm looking at my huge, huge torso. So we're all our worst critics.
We are. Meanwhile,
oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
All right.
Who
are the furthest away?
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right. Our top story this morning, Charlize Theron is not ashamed to talk about the night her mother killed her father.
Wow.
Her father was an abusive drunk. One night he came home completely wasted with a gun. Her mother fled to a bedroom and stood against the door while he tried to push through it. Then he stepped back and fired 3 shots through it. Somehow, Charlize and her mom were not hit, but mom grabbed her own gun and shot him dead. She was not charged with that, but that's still got to be a horrible thing to deal with. The big story, I'm going to interrupt the music to bring you this long-awaited news bullet. In fact, I'm going to go full Shemp on this.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
After I don't know how many years it's been, but at last, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are at the same party at the same place.
Oh, no.
Our long national nightmare is over. Yeah, that's, this has been speculated. You see it in the tabloids every week. He went to Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party on Saturday.
Ah.
Other attendees included Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Hudson, and Jimmy Kimmel. Boy, there's a party I wish I had been at.
I know you would have had it. And then you run into Alex Baldwin.
Brad was there for 4 hours, Rich.
Wow.
And he showed up around 7 and stayed until the end. I know what you're thinking. First, Jennifer's birthday, now her Christmas party. They're totally getting back together, right?
Probably so. According to the tabloids in the grocery store, they are.
This also means that there was somebody in the bushes across the street for 4 hours that watched him go in and then watched him come out and said he was there for 4 hours.
And who says being a paparazzi is an easy job? A source says they've been in touch a few times since her birthday and are keeping it friendly. I don't know. I lost a lot of sleep just at the thought that Brad and Jennifer would be exchanging nasty exchanges.
Exchanging nasty exchanges.
Bankrupt vocabulary this morning. I apologize. Here's something. I guess it's not unusual in Baltimore. For the second time this year, a dead body was found in one of the porta potties outside the stadium where the Ravens play.
What?
This city is swirling the bowl. It really is. It's so sad. Sunday, a 26-year-old man found dead inside a porta potty outside M&T Stadium where they play. It's not clear if the guy had been in the John since the game or ended up there for some reason. No word on cause of death.
I was going to say, was it natural causes or was it that the porta potty was just...
26. I don't think it was natural causes. This is actually the second porta potty related death at that stadium this year.
Serial killer on the loose.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, finally number one.
Yep.
25 years after it came out. I find that surprising. I thought it had been number one for weeks when it was first released.
Apparently not, but she's been, her royalties and residuals off of that thing.
She's made $60 million off of that song.
Without it being number one until now.
It's amazing. The New York Post says Mariah's team didn't leave a tip after picking up $500 worth of takeout, which included lobster tail, steak, chicken, salmon, crab cakes, and pasta dishes. Mariah herself isn't directly to blame. An unnamed production assistant picked up the food at the restaurant, but still.
Yeah, well, we know about that.
Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's record for career passing touchdowns last night. Have you seen the new trailer for Top Gun Maverick?
I did. It was out tomorrow. It came out yesterday.
No, I've seen the original one, but I haven't seen the new trailer.
Saw the new one. I watched it yesterday while you were doing the weather at some point in the morning.
How'd it look?
Partly cloudy.
Yeah, well, it's him flying jets. Fighter jets. I don't know how it can be much different.
Is he the only one coming back from the original movie?
Let me think. I don't think so. I think there's one other person.
That obnoxious blonde guy?
No, I think Val Kilmer's going to be in it.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
No. Kilmer's still alive.
His character has died before in some movies, but he's still alive.
Tom Skerritt, he was in the original, but I think he passed away. And then...
We gotta start playing Dead or Alive on this show.
Let's make that a segment. You want to?
Yeah, it's more fun than all of this crap. That's why we call it the cheap and trashy. A movie that was basically Tom Hanks getting slobbered on by a dog called Turner and Hooch.
I remember that.
Yeah, family friendly. It's being turned into a TV series for Disney Plus.
Okay.
Lucky us. I still have not watched one thing on Disney Plus. And again, we found it our most electrifying story, but hats off again to Gary Sinise, who took 1,700 Gold Star children to a 4-day, 3-night stay at Disney World.
Now you ask about, you're talking about, God, I wonder what that cost, but I would think for what he's doing and for who he's doing it for, that while I'm sure Disney can't just waive the fee.
Yeah, Disney probably discounted it.
They probably... I'm sure. Do a nice little chunk of a discount, I would think. I don't know.
The only reason I can't agree with that wholeheartedly is because, you remember, Disney used to invite the morning shows down. They had a thing called DJ Fun Day every October where, you know, if you worked, you got 2 free passes. You didn't get a free stay, but they at least did that much.
Oh, sure.
They used to do those things all the time. They got a radio studio there. I broadcast from that several times.
You can still pick up the phone and say your media and get a park hopper. What is it called?
A park hopper pass?
Yeah. For a day, you know. But, it's on the mouse.
Wow. Mouse on the house. I don't think I'll be going to Disney anytime soon. It is 6:53. Next hour, Jay will have random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz tomorrow night at Baumhauer's. We're going to get everybody sauced. I'm going to stop by Baumhauer's on the way to our own Blue Water party and hand out delicious
sauces.
Baumhauer sauces.
I like that.
It'll be first come, first served. Listen this afternoon at happy hour. I have more specific information on that. In the meanwhile, don't forget that Baumhauer's.com can save your bacon when it comes to catering. If you're having a group of people over and you want to serve them great food, tell you what really does well are the chicken tenders. Boneless, delicious. Couple of those should pretty much fill up anybody. And they provide you with sauces for dipping, even at least 4 or 5. They're all good, too. Thai sweet, honey mustard, my favorite. I put honey mustard on anything. And it's just great. And, of course, their original wing sauces and so forth. That's one possibility. Gooey fries travel well, easy to reheat. Chips, salsa, and their homemade, it's a homemade salsa, and queso. That, too, is an original Baumhauer's cheese. So if you look at the work that goes into putting on a party and you say, you think I'll pass on that, why not go to Baumhauer's.com and put together a menu that works for you? Your guests will love it. Baumhauer's.com. 655.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a lot of cars on the road already early this morning. It's busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Got our first little mini problem, I-85 southbound. If you're merging to 65 northbound, just as you approach the merge, we have a couple of cars off on the right side of the road. We don't know if it's a fender bender or disabled vehicle, but they are there. Watch out for them. Inbound traffic on 231 from Wetumpka spilling onto the east. Eastern Boulevard this morning. The boulevard is light to moderate all around the city. Rain with us through the drive-in this morning. Buckle up, slow down, and remember, lights on when it is raining. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. My Millbrook store is now closed and all sold items must be picked up or delivered by the 22nd. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattress only, or foundation on, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have nice bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around, under $3,000. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses, and we will be closed Christmas Eve and day. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rain is continuing to make its way out, but we just went downstairs and personally
checked. It's blustery, huh?
Yeah.
Wind has come up. The temperature's dropping like a rock.
We'll have an update in just a few minutes. Let's go back to another one of our Christmas favorites.
Hi everyone, it's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7 at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks and Merry Christmas. Hi everyone, Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have Boosta seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control